Let me tell you about my hometown in the middle of the Lone Star State.
Welcome to Act Locally Waco.
On the radio.
I'm Brody Bashaw.
And I'm Ashley Bean Thornton with Act Locally Waco. And things are feeling pretty hippity-hoppity around town this week. It is Easter weekend, a holy time for people of the Christian faith. If you are looking for a place to take the family to brunch on Easter Sunday, the Hippodrome in downtown Waco at the corner of Austin and 8th Street will be open from 9 to 2, serving pancakes with cinnamon butter, syrup, honey, fresh fruit, and pecans, also eggs, bacon, bagels, and pastries. Call the Hippodrome for ticket and reservation information.
And while Earth Day is technically Monday, Cameron Park Zoo is celebrating a bit early. They will be hosting their Party for the Planet tomorrow.
Come on out for a fun-filled day of activities, animal presentations, and a day of learning about how we can be stewards of our environment.
There are several fundraisers this week, a few of them on Tuesday.
The Baylor Scott and White Nurse Family Partnership Program invites you to the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium from 5:30 to 7:30 on Tuesday to learn more about this outstanding program that helps first-time moms prepare for the big event and supports them during the first several weeks after the baby is born.
Tuesday night is also Wild Torch.
This is a fundraising experience benefiting Jesus Said Love, a local nonprofit that serves those desiring to transition from the commercial sex industry. This year, Jesus Said Love is throwing a block party on 11th Street and bringing LA-based hip-hop artist and justice advocate Propaganda. Tros Time and G&G Grill will have food trucks available. Ballet Folklorico, Brett and Emily Mills, and Union Revival will perform. And don't be surprised if you run into a flamethrower. The Wild Torch event will take place at 6 p.m. on 11th Street between Milo and Balcones Distillery. General admission tickets are $25, and VIP Balcones tickets are $125 if you use the code HOPE when you check out. Tickets and more information are available at wildtorch.com.
Also Tuesday evening, Caritas of Waco is holding their annual Feast of Caring. The event will feature their traditional soup cook-off with several new restaurants participating, along with past favorites such as last year's winner, Lula Jane's.
There will also be a large silent auction and fundraising games. It will be a fun night supporting the serious work Caritas does in our community to provide urgent support for those in need. The Feast of Caring will take place at 6 p.m. at the Convention Center. Tickets are $35. And on Thursday evening, the Family Health Center invites you to Dine on Purpose. That's the theme of their 20th annual gala and fundraiser. The keynote speaker will be distinguished physician Dr. Nancy Dickey, the first woman elected president of the American Medical Association. All proceeds support the Family Health Center's mission to bring high-quality medical, dental, and behavioral health to underserved populations in Waco and McLennan County.
The gala will take place at the Baylor Club at 6 p.m. Tickets are $175. There are lots of art offerings this week.
Here are a few just to give you a taste. Fred Gildersleeve is Waco's most famous photographer, nicknamed Gildy. He immortalized the lives and times of Waco at the turn of the 20th century by snapping thousands of photographs of the city, spanning over 40 years. Whether you are a longtime fan of Gildy's work or just discovering it, you won't want to miss this historic Waco Foundation spring lecture on Tuesday.
The foundation joins the McLennan County Historical Commission to host Jeff Hunt and John Wilson, co-authors of the book Gildersleeve, Waco's Photographer, as they dive into Gildersleeve's legacy.
After the presentation, there will be a panel discussion with the authors, as well as Lee Lockwood's archivist, Sam Moody. The Lee Lockwood Library will also have Gildersleeve photographs on display from their own collection.
The lecture will take place Tuesday evening at 6:30 at the Lee Lockwood Library and Museum. That's at 2801 Waco Drive. It is free and open to the public.
April is National Poetry Month, and we want to take the opportunity to celebrate poets and the special way they see the world. Thursday evening, we want to hear your poetry or the poetry you love. It's Poetry Open Mic Night at the East Waco Library. Bring your original work or your favorite work by someone else and get ready to share it. You'll get 5 minutes with the microphone. This is truly an all-ages event, so the material should be all-ages appropriate.
East Waco Library is located at 901 Elm Avenue. Poetry Open Mic Night is a free event, and it starts at 5 p.m.
On Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, the MCC Hispanic Students Association invites you to CineFest, a free 3-day film festival where they will screen a collection of fascinating Spanish-language films, including Pan's Labyrinth and The City of God, among others. All funds raised will benefit the scholarship fund. For film schedule and other details, please visit the MCC Hispanic Student Association Facebook page.
Many folks in Waco have experienced an increase in property taxes this year. If you are one of those, you may have some questions, and you're invited to a free one-hour workshop to hear from Joe Bobbitt of the McLennan County Appraisal District.
Mr. Bobbitt will help with questions and walk us through the process for contesting property taxes. The workshop will take place on Tuesday evening from 6 to 7 at the Syntex Hispanic Chamber of Commerce building at the corner of 9th and LaSalle.
Ashley, thanks for sharing all this information with us.
And thanks for having me, Brody. And don't forget that you can find the details about all these events and many, many more at actlocallywaco.org.
Waco, Waco, that's my hometown.
I'm going to wear my Lady Bears championship hat as my Easter bonnet this year.